Today is on Reish Lamed Daled. The Mishnah Becharis, just go over, get Olam into it a bit. The Mishnah Becharis on Daf Lamed Zayin says, Hashechir is a Bechor v'noidu shalo yarei ma sha'ochlo ochlo v'yagzalem adome ma shalo ochlo abasa yikov v'yagzalem adome. So even though ma sha'ochlo is ochlo, he doesn't get deducted, and v'yagzalem adome. That's case of a Hashechir is a Bechor v'noidu shitrev ma sha'ochlo ochlo ma sha'ochlo ochlo v'yagzalem is abasa v'yagzalem is adome. So why ma sha'ochlo ochlo? So Rishonim Kulam Kachar Amru, that the reason why is because it's a knas. You have a Rashi and Rabbi Nageshim on the page, you have a Piskirid, you have a Rav, you have a Nebuchadnezzar and Baba Basra. Other Rishonim are mashmal like that as well, Rabbi Nishmael Ben Chachmain, whatever, it's mitam knas. The Be'etzem, he would have been able to charge the buyer mitzad, his hanor that he had, mashachlu. But a yais, the seller did something that he shouldn't have been doing. He shouldn't have been selling treifis or isa becheiris or whatever without notifying the leichim. So we penalize the seller and we don't allow him to deduct or to charge for this hana. Right? What would be... Now, then there's another case at the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah is the third case was that he sold it. What was the case? In this case, where you sold it to a guy, where you fed it to the dogs, here you are going to have to pay the metreifa. And for some reason, you have to know. But what happened to this knas? Look, the knas should say, absolve you from any chiv. What happened? So Rashi says, it's not a problem. Rashi's mechadish, a brilliant chiddish, that hova legarm lui sura. Yishamu loy dmei basa treifa bezol v'yaksal ma'moisa. Banis, I didn't find any other Rishon who said this chiddush of Rashi. That what? That when you're not goyim lui sura, you are not going to have the knas. We only penalize if what you did ultimately led to a problem. You actually were machshil somebody. But here, that Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected the lekeach, and you want machshil him, and instead he decided to sell it to a goy or to give it to dogs. So Mabela, since you weren't machshil the lekeach, loygarm lui sura, they didn't make a knas. Mabela, they can charge him for whatever they know he had. Presumably, it's the value of a demay trefa, because that's what dog food or goy shef food is worth. Mabela, yisham with demay trefa. This is a grashin. Fine. Let's take the Chiddush Rashi a bit further. What would be... I don't think so. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Next thing, and then. Okay. What would be a Shiloh? I'm using the Shiloh more to bring out a lot of raid here, but I think it's a fundamental Shiloh, how to understand this whole halacha. And from there, we'll understand that there are so many machloikas in when this knas was applicable and on what the knas was for. What would be if I bought, when I'm Chulila, Reuven bought a treifa? A whole animal, so a lot to eat in one day. So he ate some of it, and he sold off the rest. So he was ochlu b'miktas, and he sold b'miktas. The Mishnah gives a case, it was ochlu b'miktas, and there was a miktas which remained. What would be if he was ochlu b'miktas, and he sold the rest? Mahadin. Do we say that Hayois, the guy, did an issa, because he ate b'miktas, will cancel him? Mamela, even the money that he got from the guy, he won't have to forward back to the seller, because you seller, you're a naughty boy, you're a machshel klal Yisrael, and we're going to cancel you fully. And the meila, the lekeach will end up actually winning, and winning the bechad and aver, but he'll end up winning, he'll have a lot of money left in his pocket, because he'll get back his full refund from the seller, plus we'll get the demeah mechir to the guy. Well, do we say that on the chelik that you sold to the guy, that money will pass along to the seller? It's just on the chelik that you ate, will absolve you from your chiv hanah. And then there's going to be a tzad, you'll see shortly, that there's a tzad to say in this case, grad, you'll have to pay for the entire treif, even though you ate the mikzas. You hear the shayla? You clear the shayla? All right. So let's take it apart a bit. Let's go back to the mitziyah. It's similar to the mitziyah. So it's like I'm asking you a shayla, combining the middle case of the mishnah and the last case of the mishnah. The middle case of the mishnah was the eight part and parts remaining. In the last case, you just sell. Well, what happens if you ate part and you sold part? So what's in the middle case in the Mishnah? The middle case of the Mishnah is that you ate part and you have leftover part. The halacha is what you ate, we absolve you from yechiv hanah. What you left over, you have to give back, and then you could be yaksa lo yaksa domim. So that's in the case of kasha in the middle case of the Mishnah. What's going on? Why in the world is a lokeach mechuyiv to give back the remaining basa Let him keep the remaining brasa. The ma'isa is the moicha was makshalim with anissa. He ended up eating part of it. Let's cancel the moicha. And even though it's remaining the brasa, good, but he deserves a knas, so I won't have to give him back anything. And let him return to me a full discount, a full refund of my money. Why are we returning the demay brasa, well, actually the bed, the brasa ben, why are we returning this brasa? Him yagzi lo esa brasa, look, we should have a knas there too. What's going on? Right, but every time there's a... Rashi does not say, not a my Rashi. Oh. Very good. Very good. Baruch Hashem. So the Numuk Yosef and Babalasa, no one here discussed it, but the Numuk Yosef and Babalasa says, a very partial about that, somewhat partial, that at Khan we were only kindness somebody from his Chayivim copy the Moicha. But if it's something is Be'en that belongs to the Moicha, because Be'en was bottle, it is a Mekak Tais, we can't all of a sudden say, poof, his money is out the window. His money doesn't belong to him anymore, and it should remain by the Lekeach. Mekak Tais, the Chazal went so far. God is a Tumo in Trefis, the guy sells Trefis, if we were mastered him all, there's a Makoikis in the Gemara and Kulin. Good, but the Mokyeids are going with that cheetah that we weren't. And the Meili says that Sotu over here, we cannot be mastered him from his mom and Ben, something that he owns. His mama, Basha, who shall I, what's his life? But Basha, who shall I, we're not going to be mafsid.
What if Kwanta, Kwanta Rashi, that wasn't going
to Misura? So presumably doesn't pass Rashi, it's because you were going to Misura. You ate, Lamaisa, you ate Mixas, the Mechira that you shouldn't have done, unfortunately bore bad fruit, that you were Machshel Klal Yisrael. In this Mechira, you did something terrible, and it was actually realized a Michshel for Klal Yisrael, and maybe we'll cancel you. And it's only... What's a Gram Yisrael? The Mechira. You did a Mechira that was Gari Yisrael. Your Mechira was Gari Yisrael. So we canceled you in Gansen. The only saving grace is that the Hayoyis, it's B'mashu Shalatzma, it's still B'en, so we wouldn't cancel you. Then, Kumt Ois, in the Shaila that I gave you, it's going to come out of Dove Chiddush, then in our case, in the Chanami, the Lekeach's off the hook. The $100 that he got from the guy, he pockets, and the $500 that he paid the seller, he gets back, and at the end of the day, he has an extra $100 in his pocket. He will not have to give the seller that money, because Hayoisi was Makshulam and Issa B'mikzas, we made the Knas, and the only reason why the Mitziyasa is different is because it's B'mashu Shalatzmai. In this case, the meat's gone. Now it's only money. I don't have to pay the seller, Mamela, the Lekeach will have an extra $100. That's what Lechay should come out. Yeah, he wasn't so pashut. He had to prove it from a Gemara on Chulin, which was a machleikis. You see that he muches, and while over there we can't, it's not so pashut. You'll see all the Rishonim go with the other, whatever, we'll get shortly. Good, it's pashut and mukyesu. You see that, and Minasor, it's a zegishmak. The Mais says, the seller was mashallah, okay, this, he deserves a patch. All right. However, your svara grade is a bach. The bach over here, toich dvarov. If anyone finds anyone else, let me know. But toich dvarov, he names them for pshitis this chilek, that we done every molecule separate. And if you ate half and you left over half, so klapi, the half you ate will cancel, but the half you didn't eat, we won't cancel, because that half, you don't deserve a knas, because you aren't makshalim in the issa. Mamela, that half doesn't deserve a knas. He names that on for pshitas. Ad kedei kach, that the Bach even asks on the Mishnah, what is the Mishnah doing? Giving a middle case of ochlu b'mikza, so mashu ochlu im yakzir lo esabas, it's a dova parcha pshita. The Mishnah is saying a dova she'enu, I mean, whatever, it's a parcha, you don't even need such a Mishnah. And he mutches and says, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you would have thought, I'm not sure why, but you would have thought that the Lekeach would have the chiv of the tipul of trying to sell off the treifa to the guy to make the money, and then he'll reckon with the seller. The buyer would have the chiv of the tipul and then have to reckon with the seller. Kamash malan the mission, no, that a yeset a mekatay, the buyer could just give back yachzir lo yisabasa and ask back for the dama. I'm not exactly sure what the chiddush, the mekatay, I've got to give you back the animal. But that was the chiddush of this Mishnah. Ad kedekach, he held, he couldn't understand any other chiddush. That's a bach. You see that the bach held, not like that, that the bach held that we divide the item. On what you are makshel, we do the issa. On what you are not makshel, we won't do the issa. Now, fishesach loitin muki yosef, the bach's kashay, it's a gishon, it's a gishmak. The mishnah's chiddush is this, that b'mashu shalatzma like on us. It's a chiddush nifla, that b'mashu shalatzma like on us. All right. Leitabach, it's going to come out in the case that I gave you. It will come out that he argues with the Mukir. It's Leitabach, I said, that you'll end up keeping the $100 for yourself. Leitabach, no. On the chelik that you ate, we cancel, you're absolved. On the chelik that you end up selling off, we didn't cancel, and you're going to have to take that money and forward back to the seller. So it'll be nafkamina la'alocha between the Bach and the Mukir Yosef. The Maisa is you have to understand why the Bach went out on a limb to argue with the Mukir Yosef, like Mechatezing. And I believe it's not just the Mukir Yosef is against the Bach, I think it's Rashi that's against the Bach. There are three cases in the Mishnah, and Rashi wakes up, quote unquote, wakes up in the last case of the Mishnah when it's selling. Rashi wants to know what happened to the Knas? Oh, light bulb, Lagarm Lu Yisura, no Knas. How did Rashi get past the middle case in the Mishnah? The whole word of the Bach, how he tied up the Mishnah, is geboit on lagarm luusura to the extreme. He took Rashi and ran with it, that even if you lagarm luusura but mix us on that mix us, we don't make the knas. Why did Rashi wake up at the end for? Elamai, in the middle case of the Mishnah, was a geshmak, he had no problem, it's a Mukir Yosef. It's what happened at the end of the Mishnah, that what's not been Rashi, he sold it to the guy. What's going on? Rashi had to come up. What happened to the knas? Oh, what happened to the knas? He had to make up a chiddush that's a legarm luisera. And like I said, that I haven't found any other Rishon who altogether says Rashi's chiddush of legarm luisera. The Mukir Yosef? No. Sorry?
The answer says that all the
Svara of the middle. On the other Svara, but not Lagarm Lezer, right. No other Rishon said the Svara of Rashi Lagarm Lezer. So now it's interesting. Go into Sant, what's going on? Lamais is Baruch Hashem, I found the Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Chachman in Baba Basra, when he goes over the handles of Lashon Arif and Tarebez and Mebez, there he says Bezer Lashon, which is Kumat Mavu, like, I mean, it's Mashmah like the back. He says the reason why in the middle case, Yagziru Loi Sabasa, is because Kevin Shaloi Naase Ha'issa, since the Issa wasn't done, and the Maisa, the Issa was done on the other Chelik, but on this Chelik, that's Be'en, Kevin Shalonasa Issa ain't on the coins in Issa Mammon. We'll not cancel him Mammon for that. Lafuke, that will be Shamtinale, Mavrinale, we'll do other things to him, we'll be Miyasir him, but we won't cancel him Mammon on Shalonasa Issa. It seems that now it's Machlekes, Rishonim, Mukir Yosef, Mashmais Rashi, against Rabbein Shmuel ben Chachman in the back. In Lomdis, what do we do? In this Vart of Heka de Lagarm Luusura, Lekan Sinanlai, in this Lomdis, is it, what would be if you maximum the mixas? If maximum the mixas, does that mean that he deserves a patch and a knas and everything? Or no, we done everything by itself, and that will be enough kamino in the case that I gave you. All right, let's move on. If anyone has any raya to either tzad, please let me know. I'm looking for a raya. All right. Maisis Rabbeinu Gershom Maragolam Shoda Elam Sot, it's a blitz Rabbeinu Gershom. He learns up when it comes to the end of the Mishnah, when it says, Machru La'akam U'tilu L'klavim Yishamu L'dmei Treifa, Rabbeinu Gershom understood that it was talking about even in the case where you sold it to a guy B'yoika. And still, he learned up in the Mishnah, it says, Yishamu D'mei Treifa V'yistoyis, it's coming La'afuke D'yoika, means he made a deek in the Mishnah. It's only punk that you have to pay and not more. He says, why? He says, Lashon, let me just read it over. I'm sure the Olam knows it. He says, Yishamu le dmei treifa b'shiba zoil, v'lo yishamu le kol adomim shenot lo mimena. Don't forward to the seller all the money that you made, that you profited off this guy. Lefi, why shumacha treifa midaita? Because this seller deserves a big patch, because he was macha treifa midaita. He did something terrible. And Memelo will cancel him that we won't allow him to get the revach that I made, that the buyer made by selling to the guy. Mr. Rabbeinu Gershom learned at the end of the Mishnah there is a knas. Not like Rashi, who nemdon, that there's no knas. The Rabbeinu Gershom says in this case, when you sold to a guy, we will cancel him. And therefore, he only has to pay to make treifa. We won't forward the entire revach that he made off this guy because he deserved a patch. That's Rabbeinu Gershom. So it comes out, L'chayra, we have to go into Rabbeinu Gershom, but just on the surface, L'chayra, the fundamental machlekes, Rashi Rabbeinu Gershom, was there a knas when it was legarm li'isura or not? But Rashi holds they only made a knas when it was garm li'isura, and Rabbeinu Gershom, they even made a knas, hecha d'loy garm li'isura. Ad kadei kach. L'fi Rashi doesn't discuss. We'll say, let me... Let's bring it out, and you'll see, depending on the many pratim in Rabbeinu Gershom, there's at least three or four that I know, and let's bring it out, and we'll see if they're maskim, if they're not maskim, what Rabbeinu Gershom is saying. But at least on the surface, Rabbeinu Gershom has a knas in the Sefer, whereas Rashi says, we didn't make a knas. L'chari, you could touch up that the machlekes is a fundamental machlekes in Lifnei Iva. If someone is over Lifnei Iva, and Nebuch, he wasn't, Baruch Hashem, he wasn't successful, he gave a kois shoyayin lenozer, and by accident it spilled, and the nozer didn't end up drinking it, was a guy over, and he said, right, so Lifnei Iva or not? Parshat the Shaila. Light Rashi, Hekad the Logarbali Yisura, Klapish, Maisel, I'm afraid we found out that he didn't do an avla, because he was not over Lifnei Iva, because it didn't cause any problem. So Mamela, they didn't make the knas. They made the knas because the seller was trying to be makshal people. He was over Lifnei Iva. Over here, that hecha, that it didn't come out, so they didn't make the knas. Nothing's a book, I'm suggesting. And Shengen Loit Rabbeinu Gershom, who cares if Grada he was lucky that he was saved? But the mindset is he was able to Lifnei Iva. He put a stumbling block in Lifnei Iva. He gave an Issa in front of his Lokeach to eat. So Grada the Lokeach didn't need it, Grada. But the mindset is he was trying to be Makshal this Lokeach, and since he was trying to be Makshal Lokeach, he would be over Lifnei Iva. Memela, there's grounds for the Knas, even if it was Lagarm Lo Yisura. Like I said, no other Rishon, except for Lutz Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Chachman, Bach, but no other Rishon said Rashi's vote of Hekadu Lagarm Lo Yisura, they didn't make the Knas. Alright, now, but the Rabbeinu Gershom himself needs really needs beer, like Mamadashok. If we have this Knas, Hekadu Lagarm Lo Yisura, so let's be concerned on the whole thing. In the Reisha, we cancel the whole thing, you don't get back any money, right? Majok, Akul, you get back a full refund garnish, right? So why all of a sudden in the Sefer are we making a pshara that the Revach you don't forward, but the Karen, the Demeh Trefer, the value of the Trefer, we will have to pay the seller. What's going on? Mamadar, if there's a Knas, make the Knas, and there's no Knas, so don't make the Knas and let him have to pay the Revach as well. Where do you have this middle gather of, no, we make a Knas like this and then the Knas like that?
Make a place, I don't need money, what do you think you mean? I don't need a Trefer. I
made
money from the...
Yeah, but I made money on your treifa.
So what?
So you're still asking on Rabbeinu Gershom, which I hold of Yekash is Zeshtak, but you see from Rabbeinu Gershom, you see from the Shach, and the Sma, Prichodesh, and Teisirir, what is it, Teisiyantiv, on and on, not like that, but you see Rabbeinu Gershom without this new vote of that he was Lefishu Mokka Treifa Medaitas, he deserves a patch, Rabbeinu Gershom also understood that the Yoiker has to be forwarded to the seller. Presumably the reason is because it was the mafrei, it turned out to be the moichas item, and I went ahead and I sold the moichas item, so the domim of that mechira belongs to the moicha. So mamela, I have to forward that money to the moicha. That's presumably what they're all out. The pella is that why, and now, why is it the moichas item? Because it's the mechav tois.
No,
he didn't make enough money. All right, you have to know on the case. If he, we're going to have to wait, whatever. If he tiny's mega toys, then it's a mega toy. If he don't tiny mega toys, then L'chaira finish. Right, Pashas. It's a brisk rub, which we'll get to shortly, but Pashas, right. So it should come out. So the mice is, the Pella is, what everyone's doing, it needs a beer, but it's not for now, is that if I go over to you and I sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, the money doesn't belong to Brooklyn. The money belongs to me because I nard you up thinking that there's a mechir. If I sell you somebody else's item, so and it really wasn't because I don't have the right, the authority to sell someone else's item, so it was a joke. So the money is not misyachas to the item because there's no mechir even from the lokeach to the guy. He nard up a guy. If he nard up a guy, Avadi, he's going to keep the money himself. If he would take this treifa and use it as a bat and beat up the guy to steal money from the guy, no one's going to say that money now belongs to the seller because he got money, he stole money from the guy through the seller's treifa. Well, that's exactly what he thought. He did. He took the treifa. He faked out the guy believing that there's something here, money, that he should get, and he took money. So why in the world is it going to the seller? But yet, everyone, and that needs a beer, nemdon that it should go to the seller. If not, for this knas. All right.
Why did he not go to
the guy? The guy's keeping the bank. But he's still not. Maybe the guy will keep the bridge also, but it doesn't belong to him.
He could have kept the bank.
There's nothing. I sold him your shirt, so the guy's keeping it. But it's nothing. There's no mechira. Mamish no mechira. All right. Fine. But this Rabbeinu Gershom needs beer. What's going on? It's a knas like this and then a knas like that. What in the world is going on? It needs a terrible beer. The mice, if you look in the Lavosh in Yerdea and Kufya Tess over there, the Lavosh Teichad Varov just puts everything together, the cholin. He starts off and he says the reason why there's no knas here is because Arashi, because Loi Garm Lo Yisura. But you should know for the Yoike, for the Revach, that we will cancel you. And as if, and he says, and not as if, he says, because it was legorm l'isura, l'kantinu l'kol kach. A little bit, yeah, a lot not. Pshara, we're thinking with this knas, how does anyone know this? Rabbeinu Gershom says, how does Rabbeinu Gershom know this? Nevuah, or Meiz Dike in the Mishnah, I don't know, we're playing around with the... Sorry? Oh, so one second, get that. Now the Maish is the Levush, Lavush goes on. So like the Lavush, there's no makla, because Rabbeinu Gash also holds the Knas. Also doesn't hold that there's no Knas of Legam Lisu, but holds a little bit of the Knas. Maybe Rashi also holds that there's a little bit of Knas, even though Rashi doesn't say it. He just maybe didn't learn the Mishnah like that. But it needs a beer. L'maisa Agav, the Lavush also says, Teichadvarv, the Lavush says that V'chein, by Isurei Derabbanan, also Lod Kansinan Leikokach. Elam Sura Lavush. So V'chein, by Isurei Derabbanan, also Lod Kansinan Leikokach. He puts the two together. This Lod Kansinan Leikokach, and also, even if you garb Isura, but if it's only in Isurei Derabbanan, Lod Kansinan Leikokach. Maras Nigger, what? Lod Kansinan Leikokach. The halach is that by Isurei Derabbanan, we say, Mashaklu, forget it, you ate it, and now I'm not giving your money back. So what do you mean, Lod Kansinan Leikokach? It's time. Without any better understanding, any other pshat and lavush, it seems that the lavush understood that when we're machalik in the Yisurei Derabbanan between achila, between regular Yisurei Derabbanan, Yisurei Achila Derabbanan, and Yisurei Ano Derabbanan, by Yisurei Ano Derabbanan, we do say macho aklu, and you get a deduction. And the Velt has a other pshatim. It seems that the lavush understood that it was also this madreg, it's badraga. Will it continue like kokach? Since only it's a Rabbanan, we get away. Issa Achila will charge you for, but Issa Ano, that we won't charge you for. Look it up. If you have a better pshat, let me know. It needs a beer. But it's like a lo kokach, it's like dargis, whatever that means. All right. Fine. The Achroinim, there's a base Yitzchak, it's rather saved like 200 years ago, there's a base Yitzchak on the Rambam, who brings down the Lavush, and he understands, pshat is, like what you were saying, that, no, you're right, out, Lagarb, Luis, Suro, Bukhari, Islam, and Zion is out the window. Nah, there's no Knas, forget it. But then there's a new Knas, home-baked Knas called Shaloyei Choyte Niskan. Nothing to do with this, it's a new Knas, Shaloyei Choyte Niskan. How you talking? If the seller wouldn't have done it, he wouldn't have sold it, all he would be left in his possession is a trefa, which is valued at whatever a trefa is valued at. Now, because he did an aveline, he sold it to this buyer, innocent buyer, and the buyer, through his thriftness, his charifis, and his shtadlis, he was able to get more money out of a guy. How you talking that this seller should get that extra money? Lo yechoyte niska, it's not fair. To kansim, we won't kansim taka, we don't make a knas. But to be niska from that, that's something else. That we can't allow. Shlo yechoyte niska. It means the kilo is a new car. I lived in Bukhari for a long time, never knew that there's two knas. There's a new knas, shlo yechoyte niska. Very interesting. The Lavush. You could say it, he tries to say it in Lavush, it just doesn't flow so well. It's like, look, it's in Lekokak, and then this is the Rabbanim, like it's in Lekokak. It sounds like it's all Bahadraga on the same Knas. No, him, it's not. There's one Knas for Garam Luisir, and then there's a new thing called Shleya Kaitaniska. Lemaise, his vote, Shleya Kaitaniska, is mentioned in other Achrayinim. There's a pre-Chodesh. When he dances this Shiloh of the Taizayantar Ben Ugeshim, this type of Shiloh, he taka brings in the Sora of Shleya Kaitaniska. And there's also a Shayi Shisha in Bukhari, who also says the Sora, also lived at the same time like 200 years ago, also says the Sora of Shleya Kaitaniska. So yes, the Achrayinim do say it's at the Shora, and then come to it specifically. The San Zazak, that the two Knas is coming around here. All right. The Briskarov has his home Bahalach. The Briskarov in Stencil, I guess we call it, but the Briskarov, Tain is, that no, what's going on is very simple. Be'etzem, the buyer bought a treifa, he wanted a treifa, bought a treifa. So the buyer was in his Anna. The buyer has a right to Tain a Mekach Tais, but now that he made money off the guy, he's a Nara, why should he Tain a Mekach Tais? He just made money off the guy, who'll be Mekayim the Mekach. It's Be'yodoy to be Mekayim the Mekach, or to be Mevatel the Mekach. Lointech for him now to be Mekayim the Mekach. Memele, he's asking to the for Kima Mekach here. Ah, if it's a Kima Mekach, so then he should have to pay the full demand Mekach. Why is he only paying the May Trefa? It's because it's a no. The Maitha is he got a Trefa. So even though it's Be'etzim, it's a Mum, or it's a Mekach, it's grounds for a Mekach Tais, but since you were, but I don't want to be Mavata Mekach, but Lamaisa, you were Ma'anami in the Domim. So Memela have a right to ask you back for the Domim. So what's really going on here is that the Mekach is Kayim. And I'm asking back for the yes, I'm Mea Trefa, that you were Ma'anami. And presumably just a Taichot risker of it, even if it's Pochus Mishtos, because here it's not a Toys Bo'imit, it's a Toys because you swapped them. I mean, it's at least as like Ayel Masuris, Val Shenim Masuris, that has nothing to do with the Oymit Adas, Memela, I have a right, at least that whatever, it's Koshka, I mean, like even Mum, there's a Toys I know, whatever, not for now. Sorry? So the Maisa is, what's going to be by Yesu Mishtos? Well, he says, he acknowledges that the Rishonim don't go like that, but he says that will be shot in Rabbeinu Geshem. But it means, come place to Lamaisa, we who pass on We have a machab in Reish Lamed Beis that says, "Ein machash from pachas amum." And if it's rotzel lekech lika kapachas, the seller says, "Either take it or leave it. You can't play games with me. There's no readjusting the price." So it will come out that we would not pass on like this Rabbeinu Geshen, because like the mechab, you would not have this ability to conserve the chasa, to keep it and ask back for that. No, you can't do that. So you'd be stuck. Either you want to keep it, but then you'll have to pay the full price. Likely you didn't make enough money off the guy to charge him even more than the basa kshera. I would find that hard to believe. And we'll probably end up, well, it's Metzias, or the other name, but we'll probably end up, what? It's Pekasimum, right? I know, but Pekasimum, what right do you have to tie in Pekasimum? In Milchus moment, it's out smack of toys. Are you tying or no? But the Mechaber's case is also, I want to tie in or no. I want to tie in whatever the or no is. Issa. The Rambam says, I want an Issa back. And the Rambam says, go jump in the lake. You're now allowed to ask for any money back. Either you take it or you leave it. To the extent...
It's
also Pekasimum. It went from a Kshera to a Dreva. That's the only reason. You didn't overcharge me on a Kshera. No. The vote was that you gave me a treifa instead of a Kshera, and the Kshera is worth double the amount of a treifa, maybe five times the amount of the treifa. Taisa said, but my name was worth very little. Whatever it is, double. And so you that pchas that you messed me up. That pchas is a no, I want back my no. And even the Ramah, which is also not for now, but the Ramah based in a no, and Rabbeinu Yonah, if you make the cheshbonis, it's Yitochan, that Ramah argues with the Mechab and Reish Lamed Beis, even though he doesn't say it, that he would allow for a tvias ano, pachas mishtos, or even shtos, but a tvias ano, yoyis mishtos, by mom zechana. The second you be tvias ano, yes mishtos, it's a bit komeka. So it's going to come out, this Brisgov is a pelo, hagabat mukha, pashas the case over here, talking about where it's yoyis mishtos. Or at least, it could be that case too. The mission doesn't differentiate. Pashas it is yes mishtos. And it says that the mecha, like the Brisgov, the mecha kaskayim, and all you're asking back is for the ano, how could it ever be? How could it be gora from the regular din of Einoah that's a Gemara Mufresh, name Chayzerim? Avada Shneim have a right to be Chayzer, so let the Meicha be Chayzer, and then take all the Demei HaMekach from the guy. What's going on here? And Svarah, the whole Tvi is another Yavim by Mum, is Machmet the Dina Einoah. There won't be Dina Einoah, you want to have it. So how could it be that Yais Meshus?
Their whole Svarah is that the Lekeach, when he's thinking of Einoah, he's really
Einoah to be Chayzer from Meicha. Einoah to have.
Over here, he's not
a bit of a
because he has money
from the guy. No, so if Kozman doesn't Tevei, I don't want. Rather, he would be because he doesn't have enough. One is Tevei, so now that halach is that once you lodge a complaint about this Mechir, the seller has a right to be Chayza.
What's the
problem?
Because
Lekech is like the last. Not because it was the Chayza. He asked back for the Noah. He's trying to play with the Mecca. So when he's Manza Noah, I could be Chayza. No. Yo, I could be Chayza, Hein Mitzad the Mum. And hey, mitzad the din yais mishtos. I have two reasons because. But when you are asking for a no yais mishtos, let me be chayza al sedin of shneim chayza on every yais mishtos. You're asking for yais mishtos. Every no, he not only be chayza, all he wants is a no yais mishtos. But if he asks for a no yais mishtos, I have a right to be chayza. So here too, he's being a shneim al amekak. There's a no yais mishtos. He is. He wants to keep the mekak and he wants back the no yais mishtos. Here's the exact same thing. He wants to keep the mekak, but he's misraim. He wants and no Yais Mishtos back. He's been trying Malam Mecca.
He's saying, and this is what we're understanding. He's always saying that he wants money. We're understanding that he has time to have the Mecca.
Every time there's a no Yais Mishtos, he wants the Mecca. He just wants. So to every no Yais Mishtos, he wants the Mecca. All he wants is money.
That's what he's saying. But he really has time.
All right. Fine. Another ha'ara on the Brisker Rav is that the Nesivis by us in Sivkot and Bey says that Ksheir Vitreif Havik Ishnei Minim, and even the seller has a right to back out. So the Brisker Rav seemingly didn't understand that, but if you learn like the Nesivis that it's Kishnei Minim, Mechuk back out, who cares that the buyer wants to keep the Mechuk, but it's Shnei Minim, the seller will call a Mechuk Tayis, and my male the seller should be entitled to order the Mea Mechuk. Right, the Brisker Rav says no, because it's all up to the Lekeach, it's Biyadai, Biyada Yaitse, it could be Mekayimit and Mevata, that's not true. It's Biyada Mechutu to be Mevata and Mechuk Leit Nesivis, which should come out of Bitter Mecca. I'm telling you, it is, because whatever again, the chayfetz now in my freya belongs to him. You just sold my chayfetz. All the money on that chayfetz belongs to the seller.
I was ma'abed this chayfetz. I didn't do a bishus.
You didn't do a bishus because you sold it. You didn't. It wasn't bishus to sell to a guy. It was bishus to eat. It wasn't bishus to sell.
Why am I missing your malach?
You're allowed to do whatever you want, but it's a shin of asa mumacher. You didn't do what it was aimed for. It was aimed to, you bought it to eat, now you're selling it to a guy. Is that what a ksheira is aimed for? It's to sell for half price to a guy?
It's not a ksheira.
Sorry?
You have that, no, anyways.
Good. All right, anyway. The Maisa is also in reading of the Rabbeinu Gershom. I have to just go easy with me because I have a lot more to say. The reading of Rabbeinu Gershom is more not like the Bris Karov. Why did, like the Bris Karov, it's a svara. It's a din. It's halacha psuka. Bris Lamed Beis. Simple. Why is the Rabbeinu Gershom saying, if you shumacha chefim medaitis, it deserves a penalty. It has nothing to do with the Bris Karov. Nothing to do because of what? And unless he wasn't machim medaitoi, it doesn't make a difference. In hukif mega kleis, biyada lakech, to be mekayim the mega, and to be a tevei or no, even if it's yeis and mishtos. What's going on? I am. All right, fine. So I wanted to tie in and maybe a play a little bit. Is that really he holds like the Nesivis, and it's really Bleibs Kishnei Minim. But the Nesivis, Nemdon Toich Dvarav, you see, they held that even if the Meicha was Ma'ana, he knew that he was Yod, he knew that he was doing Shnei Minim, Nesivis holds that he still has a right to back out. We discussed the mold as a Machna Frayim, Bedas Arashvam, not like that. So you can't back out. If the cell, the din of shnei minim to be chayz is only if you didn't know about it. But if you knew about it, the cell has no right to back out. Mamela like this. Here's the pashu chesh. Come out like this. That this is really shnei minim. And we'll argue in the nesivis and that. We hold like the machna frayim zashbam that the cell who knows about it, he cannot back out. So had he not been mocha midaitoi, the whole cheshna bata yisai bata binyan, because the seller would say, hey, I want to back out, I want the profit. But the fishu mocha midaita, because he sold the midaitas, he doesn't have a tainot shnei minim, Mameli only left with the regular tainot, so lekech din beto mekach, if the lekech wants to be kind of mekach, Mameli is not din beto mekach. All right, shishtek otayra. Fine, good. Okay, let's move on, and we'll see that there's another pshat in Rabbeinu Gershom, but we have to develop this a bit. I'm going to need help from the Olam. I need maybe more time also, but all right. We had Rishonim in Reish Lamed Beis. This is a $1 million kasha, which I heard my brother went around and told the Elam already. The $1 million kasha, the Rishonim want to know by Zerayni Gina, if you planted the Zerayim, state in the Mishnah that it's a Mekach Tois. In fact, the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, Kamer Rishonim, the Rosh, Mek Yosef, the Kamer Rishonim, there are different Lashonis how they ask it, but I'm going to just smudge over it. But they asked, the fundamental kasha is, what's going on here? The Zerayim are not being returned. It's in the ground, it's buried. So how could the Lokeach ask for a Mekach Tois if he's not returning the Zeroinim? Or better yet, the Lokeach should be Chayiv, at least for the value of the Zeroinim, if it's even it's worth the Me'etim, it would be firewood now. Good, but whatever that value the Zeroinim had, let it at least be deducted from the Mechira. He should be Chayiv for what he did. And the Mela, why does the Mishnah say it's a Mekach Tois and he has to give back Chayiv Bachris and he has to give back all the money? And for the Zeroinim, Yisoid, that Hayyos was Adas Kain who Machem Loi to plant, and the Lepashel Akech Beklum, Mameli Avo Pishiyev Shalach Zirom, even though you can't give him back, still it's a Mekach Tois, and he doesn't have to pay Ki Huzeh, he doesn't have to pay anything, he gets back all his money, Lomenaka Loi Klum. This is Dr. Yishayim. So, how do we know this Gavaldik is Chiddish? Everyone brings the same raya, or almost the same raya, some bring it from the Reisha as well, others skip the Reisha and bring it from the Mitzias and the Sefer. Good. Another shmuz, but they bring a rai from our sugya. You see in our sugya that if you buy a bechor and you eat it, mashach la'achlo, you get back your money. You buy a treif and you eat it, mashach la'achlo, you get back your money. You buy bosanus, but nimsa bechor, peris and nitzat folam, yayim nimsa nesek, mashach la'achlo, and you get back your money. Why are you getting back your money? It's not returnable. And Amai, you see, Zakir Shainim, that whatever you do, to what it was aimed for, was Adas, Kain, Mokram, that was given for this purpose, you're totally absolved, you don't even have to pay for its value. This is Zakir Shainim. Obviously, the kash is a bomb, it's in the face. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. The one kash is on the Rishainim, the other kash is what happened to everybody since. Like, no one asked, like, just a simple kash, what's going on? The Mishnah is the whole Mishnah's vote is Knas. That's what's a Mishnah, because that's when I can get the guy out of Hanah. No, for us, there's a Knas. So what do Rishonim see from the Mishnah? There was a Knas. That's when I'll tell you, really, we will counsel you. Really, whatever will be Mechayvi, you have to pay for the Demei Zeroinim, or you have to pay for the Demei Masha Ochlu. You'll have to pay. You were Mazik Kitaka. You deserve to pay. No, for us, but there's a Knas. Just like Knas Pati from Yechiva, I know that Knas Pati from Yechiva has like, what's going on? You heard the question. Good. A bomb. Fine. So Rabbi Kahn, Chia Gadol, wants to say, Pshat is like this. He would like to suggest that that's not the Rishonim's Kasha. Rishonim was asking, on our Svara, Chazarib 100 times, and no tiki, no washes, a new din that you have no right to get to even mitaveh mekach toyes without bringing back the goods. So on that din, Rishonim were asking over here too, no, taking a wash, the Maisi not bringing back a goat. On that they say, as long as you're doing what it was aimed for, Das Kei Markon Lo, you're gonna be fine, and you don't have the problem of no taking a washing. And in the world of no taking a washing, it doesn't pass a knas. Bishleim on Yechiva, no. So we can't say not to pay me for that. I know that I babbled you. I sold you a trifle. I can't charge you for what I babbled you, right? But if we're saying minadin, there is no mekach toys, because there's a svar, no tikkun washing, in the dynamics of a mekach toys, there's no grounds for a mekach toys. All of a sudden, knas mekach toys, mekach toys, there was no such knas. Knas was to part you from your chivim, no, but to say that we'll now create a mekach toys when there's no grounds for a mekach toys, that knas we're not going to do. Either Rishonim are not just asking that they have no right to get any money back, but they lahedja, at least three out of four Rishonim, by saying, well, let's be mechayvim choch for the Dmei Zoreinah, let's be mechayvim for the Dmei Basah. So you see that they are handling with mazik. No, it also doesn't mean al tochas mazik. It also means al this din of not taking a washing. And they understood that there's a secondary din of not taking a washing. First, not taking a washing says, absolute, you have no right to tie a mekach toys. To say that to the extent you don't bring me back the item, at least on that value, you don't have a right to claim a mekach toys, copy that value. Because all the Rishonim are saying the din of lo max lo klum, and they bring a right in this mission, even on that chelik. If you look, they're medayik, a max lo klum, and they bring a right in this, and you don't get, and you get back everything. Look at the Rishonim. They're madgish. Right, they're madgish this one. Yeah, but the Torah Smokah is, yeah, I know, but yeah, it's just a shtickle, and it doesn't, right, yeah, I know, but at least the me'ain, the Torah Smokah goes in the next step, whatever it is. Good. So that's what he wants to say. Me'mele al to geshmak, and that's where Rishonim's right. Okay. The ma'isa is, in Hukas Lomdas on Tekin Awashi, we already discussed that a shino v'asa mumacher is also a mekach toys. Just what? You have to pay out mazik, right? That shino v'asa mumacher. So you see that in order to achieve this allowance to forgo no taking the wash and allow you to tie a mekach toys, you don't need it to be a mamish, a mazik, b'shuz, valdaz, kein, markham loy. It's not true. Shina vasa mamacha is not aldaz, kein, markham loy. And still you have a right to mekach toys. Why? Because havali lasuke adati, and he wasn't pesheya enough, whatever, he was only kein geneva vaveda, whatever the svaras are. You don't need it mamish to me a blatant mazik, b'shuz, to achieve this result. And the Rishonim, three out of four Rishonim say Lahedjavi was Aldas Kim Markham, like Mamish, they pushed. It was done Oimid Lazri, and that's what you did. You only did what it was aimed for. You Mamish behaved so perfect to the T, you followed instructions. If the vote was this vote, I'm not taking a wash, the change would just damn say, there's nothing and it's fine, it's not Pashay and it's fine. His eyes told the Rishonim were trying to perform what happened to Mazik. For Mazik, huh? Mazik is chayv gneved. For Mazik, for at least aveda, Mazik, you have to say no. It was aldas kei markham lo, it was a Mazik b'shus. Although the shein is in his gum or whatever it is, but it has to be a shtark kavod. So it sounds like the shein that they are bavoning Mazik. So I would like to suggest is the following. I'll need help from the Elam to explain it a little bit, but at least a suggestion is what you see from all these Vishainim that they nemlan for pashtas, that the knas would never absolve you from a chiv Mazik. Knas would only absolve you from a chiv hano. In the world of Hezek, a knas is, I'm not going to say that someone who was mazik me is going to be pata. For hano, yes. And what would be the chiluk? I'm going to suggest three chilukim. I'm sure the ilm will have more chilukim. But first of all, there are a number of achreinim who understand that the whole knas was b'tzirif nafshei kotza behem. Was it b'samam roish? And there's a Beis Meir, and there's a Mashmoyis Ataz in Yeridea, and there's a Chuvus Kamsai that says it Lahedya, Beis Meir says it Lahedya, that it's a Tzir of Knas plus Nafshei Kotza. It means they can't, you can say it in different Lashon, I'll make it simple, they can't do to Rechin that something which is Nafshei Kotza of them as an Ein Boyang, no, as if you weren't Nana. Mamela, that's why they got you away from Ano. It's not going to help you from Mazik. So it was Mazik, you're Mazik. It was Nafshei Kotza of them, if you weren't a Mazik, you were a Mazik. Mamela, Avad, you're going to be Chayef for Hezik. I want to even take it, I hold it even further than that. And I need help articulating this. My hergish is... I said, the Tazin Yerdei, two sifkons. You have a Tazin Yerdei, maybe a Faker, good, but the Tazin Yerdei twice, it says this. I would like to really take it a step further, because I think it's motif and I need help in articulating, but this is the word, is that they canceled you for handling with an is, you matched somebody with an is. He was matched, he wasn't matched, but you were safilei isura, you gave somebody an is you shouldn't have done. And then that hainoa that he had, how could we charge him? We're going to cancel him for that hainoa. It's because this maisa, that hainoa was a hainoa from a dover also. It was something that shouldn't have taken place. If we're going to allow you to, no, it's chutinitzka, but this is what we're trying to stop. We're going to get you where you went wrong. We're going to get you trying to be machel, so on adava also. We're going to get you on his hana. And I'll even say that even if you sell it, we'll take it, let's say Rabbeinu Gershom will hold it, even if you sell it and it was loynik shalissa, but I'll still get you for any chiv hana, that hana comes from adava also. How could we mechayiv you from hana from adava also if we're trying to prevent this from happening? We're not going to do that. Mazik has nothing to do with the fact that I sold you. Grad, it may be a facilitator the hezek, but basically you could be mazik me even without me feeding you this issa. You could go into my house and break me. The yisoid mazik, the word of mazik has nothing to do with the interaction that we had. It's not the hagdara of the knas was that this interaction we're gonna cut. You did something wrong, it didn't happen. You didn't sell it. You thought you saw it. We're not allowing anything from this mechira or a titzah from a mechira, means the ishtamches and the anah from this mechira to come through. Stam is aitak a mazik, you could charge for a hezek, why not?
What
is
the reaction now that I lie against the
bus? Why?
Because in
Mitzis,
when he didn't need it, so there's no knas, because there's no, and that hill is no.
Yeah, so but on the
safer. He wasn't
then, like, oh, I mean, if you would do that. The only thing is that Rashi is moving not like this word altogether, because why did Rashi have to say Lagarm Louis Sura if Rashi held either like the first shot?
No, as I just said, like almost, even though you did get money from the trefer, the umaisa, the guy didn't do it.
I know, but the Rashi's vote wasn't that the chiv that you have is not a nenetik yisur. The Rashi's vote is that we won't count you because you're not such a bad boy because you're logam lo yisura. But this vote, no, but he says it now because logam lo yisura.
And that's why there's no mocking because
logam. No, no, this vote is betim. There is a mocking for knas even when it's logam lo yisura. Just the vote is that this chiv is not a chiv. I know this chiv is a chiv mazik. So memelo doesn't. Not that we wouldn't cancel. The guy deserves a knas, but we didn't make a knas on Chiyav Hezek. It has nothing to do with him. Oh, 1 second. I'm going to get to Rabbeinu Gershom. I didn't get to that yet. 1 second.
You said about a Mechiris trifle would also work.
Lachaira, why not? Because you were Machshel. You tried to do an Issa. So any Hishtamshis, or any Hanoh, even if it's Hanoh of a Kosher de Ganoh, but any Hishtamshis or Hanoh that you got from this Dova Ha'asa, we are not going to allow the seller to charge for, because that should never have come about from this mechira. I'm asking, I'm just saying, but the Rashi doesn't hold the whole vart, because Rashi shouldn't have asked the kasha all the time. What's the logam l'yisura? Here, the vart should have been.
He's saying that Rashi does have a kasha.
It's a kasha. No, but the kasha should. So what is teretz? I know, but what I hear, but what is teretz? Because of legam lo yisuro, I'll tell you, that's not the teretz. The teretz was is because the chiv domim that I'm trying. You know, let me theorize. I see we're missing because I'm jumping a step. I feel we're missing. We'll see in a second. I want to suggest a third hezbar, a third chilik between them, and I'm just taking it a little maybe tiefer. The Mukiyaisa says a svara. You could argue with this. Mugyaisa, you argue with anything. But the Mugyaisa says as far as that we didn't make a knas, but mashum shalatzmai. So, just asking a simple shayla, just to bring out the tarot, is that, so why did we make a knas on the hana? Tarot is because the hana, the chiv hana, is not a replacement for your item. The chiv hana is about mashe nene, l'moshel. If I'll be nene much more than your item's worth, theoretically, I'll chiv hana, I would be chayiv the higher amount. Just it's a catch-22. I wasn't in it so much because I could have gotten that same amount from someone else's item, which is worth the same amount. But be yisoid, chiv ano is a chiv atnena. Whatever the chiv atnena is, go to Reb Shimon and you'll be there for a month. But that's a chiv ano, right? Mazik, the chiv hezek, there's a tashumim for mazik, is a replacement for the item. It's not for you a hefset be yisoid, or chayim with the Mona Lisa, for the stamp, whatever. It's the money that I'm giving you is a replacement for the item that I was mazik. It's a stretch. But the payment that I'm doing for the hezek is b'mashu shalatzmai. It's just a replacement for my item. Lekansa b'mashu shalatzmai. For chiv ano, they could cancel. But mashu shalatzmai, or its value, we won't gonna cancel. So meila doesn't pass by hezek, but it passes by hano.
You have to say this in the mukiyas, because the other two tools you can't say in the mukiyas. Because why would the mukiyas need to come out to
look at the good. Yeah, we had the chesed. Good. Good. Now.
Why did Shlomo brought it right? Somebody would have answered you,
to show
them you have no right.
Okay, fine. Now let me just play it out, because I'm running out of time now. I really want to fear ice here. So now let's play out the Rishonim again, just like Chazal HaShir, just easy. Rishonim say, I have a raya from the Mishnah, Be'etzem, I should always be charging Lokech for the Hezek that he does. State in the Mishnah B'chayis, that if somebody does, B'mashu Oymid, it was Nimsa, it was Masal L'Shem Kach, it was Oymid L'Zri, and he did it for Zri, it was Oymid L'Achila, and he did it for Achila, he has a Ptur of Mazik. Good. So now let's read the Sefer. The Sefer says, Machru Lakum, Tilulu Klavim, Yitramu Dmei Treifim. Till now, what was the chiyuv of Dmei Treifa? Parshat, you learn it's Hano, because Lekonsul, like Rashi says, so Mameli can get him out Hano. But to Rishayim, it's Gishmak. I have a new chiyuv in the Sefer. The chiyuv is Atmazik. This wasn't, it wasn't only to be sold to a guy or been fed to a dog. A kshera was only to be fed to a dog or sold to a guy. This is Shina Vasa Mamacher. Just like Shina Vasa Mamacher, it could be Chayiv Yotmazik. So Mamela, the Rishayim are saying that in the Reisha, which was Oymid Lachila, you'll have the Ptur of the Algamina Ptur. But in the Sefer, with Yeshina Vasa Mamacher, I'll get you Yotmazik. God, the Bach has got the Mashmaz, I'll get you Yotmazik. But I'm going to get you Yotmazik. I'll get you because you were Shina Vasa Mamacher. If that's the case, Zechinu Ladin, but Rabbeinu Geshem is Sarfayim Yushak. It's such as these the Rabbeinu Geshem, I know what anyone wants. Really, we cancel you. Even if Loi Goyim Lugasir, Rabbeinu Geshem never said otherwise, not a problem. And any Hanor that this Lokea got, Sai the Karen, Sai the Revach, I'm going to get this Moichin Gantzid. He can't take even a piyasa from this Lokea for the Avla that he did. It was Mocha Trey for me. Daita, he deserves a grace of Knas and a grace of Klav. That's for it. But I have a new thing. But the machine of us, the Knas of Hano, but what happened to the Mazik then? The Rishonim is saying that the mission, the reason why you put in the Reish of Mazik is only because it's Oymid Lekach. But Shin of us, is not Oymid Lekach. Right? The case of selling to a guy is not Oymid Lekach. So the Rishonim would be Moid that can get you out Mazik. So Mezok of Enogeshin, the reason why you have to pay the Mei Treifa is because of Mazik. The Yoike that you got, you're not going to be Chai about Mazik. You want Mazik the Yoike. So the Mei Treif I'll get you because you were Mazik, you abid my animal, you threw it to the dogs, you threw it to Goyim. I'll get you out Mazik. You want to get the Yoike, that means you want to get him out Nana. Nana you can't. He's a Fishon Bacha Treif of Midait, he deserves a Knas. So you can't get him out Nana. So really the Knas is a Knas in Gansan, even though it was Loigam Louis Surin, it's not Kokak, and we don't have to cut up Knosses, we don't have to make Knosses out of it. It's simple. We cancel you like every other Knas. But I'll get you out Mazik. And Mazik is only on the Karen, on the Dmei Treifa, but not on the Yoike. Very Geshmak. And it will come out, but this is what I was insinuating before, that Rashi, who asked the Kash and the Sefer, what happened? And Rashi's teretz was, Lagarim Luisura, Vaisaisin Rashi, that had he not had this teretz Lagarim Luisura, he would have counted the guy to pat him even for the Dmei Treifa. Even though there's a Chiyuv Mazik, and even though it was not Nafshei Kotzer Behen, so he sees by Rashi that Rashi argued with these Rishonim, and Rashi holds that the Knas does pat you from Mazik, and the Knas will pat you even from a Nana, which is not a Nafshei Kotzer Behen. If not for this new din of Lagarim Luisura, a blitz from Rashi. Without this blitz, Rashi wouldn't know to pass the Knas, not like these Rishonim. Now, getting back to our Shiloh, till now we're telling you it's Machlokes, it was a Machlokes, Numak Yaisa would hold that since you're going B'mitzvah Sissa, Kansid you and Gansin, only B'mashu Latzma is different. And then the Baach Hel that we separated to, and like the Brisker of, to the extent you want to even kind the Mecca, you even have to pay Gor for the Chalik that you ate, because you didn't kind the Mecca. Like this, I'm saying there's no Machlokes is L'mais, we did the Mokiyas in the back on this case, because even the Mokiy Yosef could be made, I mean, to this word, that even though Betzim passes the Knas, but we never made a Knas on Mazik. So to the extent that you took the animal, or Chalik of the animal, and you sold it, on that Chalik you're a Mazik, doesn't pass a Knas, so we'll have to be Mechayv, it's Mazik, on the Dmei Treif of that Chalik, it'll come out just like the back. At the end of the day, just to be Messiah, just get the sheet is. We have Betzim four Oifani HaKnas, means when the Knas is applicable. Late, my understanding of Benegashim, we made the Knas, you were a bad boy, you sold a Garam Yisur, or Loi Garam Yisur, we made the Knas no matter what. Late, the Meshmoyse Rashi and the Namukhi Yosef is that we only made the Knas. As I say, Meshmoyes Rashi, okay, it's debatable, but I'll pee the Mokeh. We only made the Knas when it's Gorm Louis Surah, but even if your Gorm is a Ben Mixas, we'll make the Knas on everything. Like Rabbeinu Shmuel Ben Chachman in the Bach, will make the knas only on the chelik that you attack a mikshah. But if you were mazal on the chelik that you weren't mikshah, that chelik doesn't pass the knas. And then like these achreinim who say that the whole knas is only tied together with nafshe katzabim, so clearly it's even worse. We only made the knas when you were over the issa, and only if the issa is an issa of nafshe katzabim mamish on that thing. And on the Zaitik, we have a bunch of other makhlekes in Nichlal here. Is, did they count you on the Chiv Mazik, which could be the makhlekes Rishonim, those Rishonim in Rashi? Did they count you B'mashul Atzmai, which is makhlekes Mukiyos, who could be in the Shom and Kakma in the back, whatever? And then there's this word, this type of thing, there's a second knas going on here called Shloye Chayte Niska, a special extra knas in the Sugya, underlying in the Sugya, that will count you on Shloye Chayte Niska on Revach, a new knas. That's also the Necha on this Shiloh. All right.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.